High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
It is taken.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here as we move toward the start of game two of our doubleheader. And it's Western Panthers taking on the Harper Creek Beavers from right here, home team on their home court. But Western comes in here as a heavy favorite. Now, the Panthers' overall record deceiving a little bit because they were 15-7 on the year. 12-0, though, in the Interstate 8. They handled conference foes very well, but they wisely, I believe, scheduled a maybe that's got to be one of the toughest schedules for anybody in Division II. As they have seven losses in there. Seven losses are to Grass Lake, a 73-68 close loss. Grass Lake number 9 in Division 3. They lost to Hazlitt 64-41, number 8 in Division 2 Hazlitt. Belleville 71-60 loss, number 13 in Division 1. Portland 67-54. I couldn't find them on the rank, but they were ranked when they played. Another close one. Detroit Edison 58-50, number 17 in Division 2. Goodrich 68-46, number 4 in Division 2. And then a loss to Grand Rapids West Catholic, who's number 5 in Division 2. So they've played the top 10, it feels like, in all of Division 2. And they come in here ranked in Division 2 as well. So Western, I think that pays off their experience. Those are all losses, but they learn something from every one of those. And they come out looking to be at a point in the tournament when they see foes like that. They've experienced what it feels like, and maybe they're ready this time.
Yeah, you got to tip your hat to Jeff Beckham, the Western coach, to go out there and make sure that they have those caliber games and get this team prepared. You know kind of going in what you think you're dealing with, and I'm sure they think this Western team can make a deep run. And to do so, you got to be battle-tested, and good job by Coach Beckham to make sure they're doing that.
Yeah. Harper Creek, meanwhile, comes in 6-15 on the year, just 2-10 in the league. They did beat Penfield 35-28 late in the year. In their two games against Western previously, that's why we'll say the Panthers are heavy favorites. 68-14 on the road at Western and 71-16 the loss at home. So those have not been tight contests. Western needs to come out here and execute. And this is a chance to come out here and say, well, here are some things we need to work on and do well later on. And hopefully Western comes out and doesn't disappoint. You got to try to come out here and not overlook these guys and go out and execute. And don't go out there lazy, because I think that bodes poorly for the rest of the tournament.
You're sounding like a coach to me right now. Hey, we got to still go out and execute. Saying all the things that a good coach would say, Steve.
Oh, well, thank you, Brian. I think I am a good coach.
You might be. Are we getting another national anthem?
I think
anthem?
We're lining up for a second national anthem. We'll stick it here for a moment, and we'll meet. Cut to a break here, but tip-off coming up close.
We could try to get you a quick starting lineup from Harper Creek at least.
No, we'll do it when we come back, and they're doing the starting lineups on the floor. Okay. I'm going to wait to see if this the flag is unfurling. Two-minute break, and we'll come back here with the tip-off. Western Panthers, Harper Creek Beavers on WKHM next.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Center for the Panthers, number 24, Aubrey Nelson. And a center for the Beavers, number 33.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes is the starting lineup. Getting introduced on the floor. Let's introduce them here on the radio, Brian. Go ahead.
All right. Well, for Harper Creek, the Beavers, we have sophomore Madeline Gallagher, junior Remy Zirkel, sophomore Aubrey Stewart, senior Tegan Anderson, and junior Jessa Akers.
And for the Panthers.
For the Panthers, they're going to be going with freshman Kelly Spitzer, sophomore Lola Burdner, senior Becca Brushhaber, senior Rhea Hitt, and senior Aubrey Allen. And the last two seniors there, a couple record breakers, am I not wrong?
Yeah, Aubrey Allen with the school record for rebounds, and no surprise there. And she's got great size, matchup difficulty for sure for most players in the area because good size, athleticism, and she can shoot it from the beyond the arc, too. She'll win the tap right away over to Brushhaber and finds Hitt cutting to the basket. Hitt gets in deep and missed the shot point blank. Boy, I bet she hasn't missed many of those all year. And on the rebound, it's tapped out of bounds on the sideline, and it'll stay Panther ball.
She may have missed it, but how about that catch?
Yeah.
Jamar Chase would be envious.
And Spitzer has it out near the circle for the Panthers, and they're running some offense left side for Burdner. Now to the top, Brushhaber back to Burdner. Now coming across the top, Spitzer. Hitt flashes high post. They don't go to her left wing, back to the top. Brushhaber goes back left side for Burdner. Just patience to get the zone here for Harper Creek. They flash the high post, skip pass to Hitt, and she gets a step baseline, and her floater goes a little short. Rebound grabbed by Harper Creek. Beavers come away with a stop there. Just a couple great looks, and shots didn't go down for Western. Scoreless minute into this one.
Two shots that normally would go down for Hitt, I think.
Sure, I'm sure. Harper Creek working against man-to-man defense here, and drive from the wing, gets in deep. Stuck, able to clear it back out to the elbow and now to the top and a pull up just a step inside the three-point line, but it goes. Jump shot on the play for Tegan Anderson, the senior, and it's 2-0 Beavers.
All right, Beavers should just call it good.
6:41 to play first quarter, 2-0 the advantage. Western again working against a zone defense, and there's out to the top. Spitzer will spot up for three, and that goes nothing but the bottom. Good catch and shot. Spitzer, 3-2 Western lead.
Freshman.
But again, late in the year, all the experience of a sophomore.
You are a sophomore now.
And again, experiencing some and good hands by Burdner to get in the passing lane and knocks it off of the Harper Creek player. Creates a turnover. Western gets it back, leading 3-2.
I'd like to see for Western, Steve, this possession, that ball kind of moving side to side and going a little faster. It seems to be just kind of getting stuck over there on that left side.
Yeah. They go left side for Burdner. Back to the top. Brushhaber. Left Burdner into the corner for Allen. Skip past the Spitzer at the top. She's open for three again. That one halfway down. It comes out. Rebound tapped for Hitt. But squeezed by Harper Creek. 3-2, they trail. Now the pass down the floor, nearly picked up by Western. Harper Creek holds on into the corner. Shot goes up, three-pointer off the rim. Good box out by Spitzer, but pulled down by Harper Creek. Another jumper missed, and they'll let that one go out of bounds. A couple misses, but a couple looks there for Harper Creek. Second chance opportunity, just missing shots. And I mean, that's the story for Western here. 2:05:38 to play first quarter. It's 3-2 lead for the Panthers. Spitzer over the timeline, goes high post for hit, backs it out to Brushaber. Spitzer swings it into the corner for Berner. Now to the top, coming across is Brushaber. High post hit, moves to the basket, backs it back out. Brushaber looks at the three, but doesn't take. Now goes to Allen on the left corner. And skip pass across, and we're going to get a three-second call against the Panthers. So right now, the zone defense kind of paying off for Harper 3.
Yeah. Western not looking super sure of themselves. I like the idea of having hit there in the middle of your playmakers, but when she gets it, she could attack a little bit.
Yeah. Harper Creek, double team flash by Western. They split it and get it down to the elbow, passed into the corner, dribbled out of there. Gallagher, and a turnover again forced by Western defense. And so the Panthers get it back, and we get a shoe-tying moment here on the court for the Acres.
Yeah, you see the Cardinal team that just got that victory. Coaches watching, looking at how Western's attacked. This is, you might want to think about putting this in the next couple days.
Allen on the baseline, catches in the corner. She makes a baseline move, picks it up, skips it out to Brushaber at the top. High post for hit. Turns left side, and Spitzer sneaking in a little bit. Excuse me, that was Berdner sneaking in. She misses. Another miss. This time rebound to Allen. Her putback no good. Hit rebounds again. Trying to clear some space, and we'll get a foul against Harper Creek. But, boy, Western shooting poorly here out of the gate. They lead 3-2, 4:29 to play. Hit will go to the free throw line, and we'll get our first substitution.
And Hit doesn't show any signs of nervousness, but, man, she's had four or five kind of point-blank shots that just haven't fallen, which, you know, that can happen.
And missed the free throw there. Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Unkind to Ray, a hit on her first attempt. Game 3-2 and a substitution as Brushaber will go to the bench. And she makes the second free throw out of the four for the Panthers. Tegan Dean. The screen and pressure out on the Harper Creek perimeter. Working it over to the left wing, down to the corner. Driving baseline, double team comes, skips across the lane, back out, and the shot goes up, hit, blocks the jump shot. Loose ball recovered, and now a steal attempt by Spitzer, going to commit a foul for Harper Creek. That shot went up from Tegan Anderson and blocked by a hit. Good defense there. But Tegan Anderson with concentration gets the ball back, and we'll get a baseline inbound for Harper Creek, trailing 4-2. Inbound for Zirkle. Now into the corner, she catches, drops down to the block, and a move to the basket. Get a foul call against Western again. So a missed shot by Akers down there, but another foul against the Panthers, and an inbound again from Harper Creek.
Steve, here we're halfway through the first quarter, and Western's still up just two.
Loose ball coming for us here at the table, announce table. And we save it, and Western will get the turnover there.
Pretty impressed with your reflexes there. Good solid knock away,
really,
so it doesn't
really
hit the equipment.
Yeah, I really wanted to catch it, but I knew I wasn't going to be able to get it. Hit catches at the top, fires a three, and that hits nothing but the bottom. Plenty of time to catch and shoot for Rhea Hit. And 4-2 becomes 7-2. Harper Creek back the other way, down to the block for Akers, and she can't make the catch, out of bounds, turnover. Harper Creek. Brushaber re-enters, and we'll get our first appearance for Western from Abby Kubish.
Relative of longtime Addison coach, Andy Kubish.
She's got it at the top, goes right wing. Kubish makes a cut down to the block and tie up. Jump ball arrow points to Harper Creek, so they get the stop. A little uncertainty there, and it looked like for a moment Tegan Dean wasn't sure where to be. But 3:11 to play in the first, and 7-2 is the Western lead. Slowed things way down with the zone defense Harper Creek's been playing. Now an offense. Akers gets a cutter. It's knocked away, but recovered the loose ball by Tegan Anderson, rebounded there by Aubrey Allen. And now Spitzer running the break. Drives into the back elbow, passed it out. And Allen for three goes off the rim long. And rebounded by Harper Creek, turning it up the floor for the Beavers. Aubrey Stewart. And now passes in a pull-up jumper missed by the Beavers. And rebound missed also. Allen clears it this time. Spitzer in transition. Crosses, gives in the corner. Rush Aber off to the top for Allen. Looks to swing now. Instead goes back in the corner. Spitzer catches fire. Short. Rebound. Squeezed by Akers. Here come the Beavers once again. Coming away with a stop. 2:20 to play. Still just 7-2 Western. Get some shots up by the Beavers. Last couple trips, but nothing going down. And now a turnover. Brush Aber in the middle of the floor. Will give it up to Spitzer, who will set up the offense for the Panthers. Fires a pass into the corner. Step back. Triple. Off the backboard and missed. Aubrey Allen with the rebound. She does a pivot move and gets the shot up. Missed, but she'll get free throws for the trouble. Offensive rebound to Aubrey Allen. Initial missed shot there for Dean, but Allen's starting to get some rebounds piling up. Under two to play. 7-2 lead for the Panthers. Allen at the free throw line and gets that one to fall.
Got Madeline Gallagher with her second foul this first quarter. We'll have a sub for Harper Creek, but it won't be for Gallagher.
No, Akers go to the bench. Morgan Beach into the game. Allen hits the pair at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, and the lead goes to 9-2. Another substitution for Harper Creek. It seemed uncertain who was coming in, who you were coming in for anyway. Ryder Zoomer on the floor. Over the timeline here, Zirkle goes into the left corner. Zoomer down to the baseline. There's a power move down low on the block for Anderson. Missed it though, rebounded by the Panthers. Hit, fires down to the corner. Baseline move by Birdner into the corner. Dean backs up to Allen, catches, shoots for three, hits a swisher.
See, Aubrey Allen, you don't think that's going to be part of her game, yeah. But you said in pregame she's capable of that. That was a smooth stroke.
Now the Western lead 12-2, and another turnover. Brushaber has got a couple of those swipes, and on the breakout, she draws a whistle.
Boy, that's a call that I wish a lot more officials would just hold the whistle. If you're going to get a steal and you're going to have a breakaway layup and it's just a touch, it's like you're helping the defense out.
Right. 74 seconds to play first quarter. 12-2 Western leads. Brushaber inbounds. Hit over the timeline. Left wing, Birdner. The top coming around is Dean. High post hit into the corner. Good ball movement there. Got an open look. Missed it. But a good look and rebounded by Harper Creek. And there's another near steal by Brushaber.
Brushaber's been active there in top of the guard rotation.
Yeah. Ready to jump into those passing lanes. Senior Brushaber. Inbound goes to Zirkle for Harper Creek after they're knocked out of bounds by Western. And on the trap, they get the steal hit. Gets it, takes the breakaway, her layup goes. That felt like a little extra concentration for her after missing a couple of those early. She gets that one in perfectly. 14-2 now, Western leads. And there's a quick three by Harper Creek. That comes off front rim. Rebound battle and chased into the baseline. Saved by Harper Creek. Shot yellows up, and that's missed. That was Kendall Latimer. I think we've seen almost everybody from this Harper Creek team get some minutes here.
And at the moment, it's been an equal opportunity of some bad misses.
Yeah. 24.2 seconds left. They drop it into Beach, and she puts that up off the baseline inbound. Second bucket for the Beavers. They trail by 10, 16 seconds left in the first. Now down to 13. Spitzer gives the hit, weaving it on the perimeter. Spitzer finds hit on the right wing now. Skip pass, Brushaber, 2 seconds. Back to hit. Extra pass to Spitzer, open look. Oh, good shot. There to end it. Doesn't fall, but hit little risky because she didn't know if she had enough time, but at the end of one, 14-4, we'll take 60 seconds. Second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, ready to start the second quarter. Western ball, Brushhaber inbounds. Backcourt for Spitzer over the timeline. Over the Beaver logo at center court. Great screen by Hitt. Down to Allen on the baseline. Cut by Hitt into traffic. Good catch. Left that lamp a little short, though. I say layup, more of a like leaning in, tough shot in traffic, but still a miss. That Hitt would love to have back, I'm sure. This is a drive for the Beavers. Down in, has to back it out. Latimer backs out in the corner for Anderson. She drives, passes through traffic, stolen by Hitt. Looking to run, gets up to Birdner. She drives down the lane. Defense gets back and makes it tough shot, missed, and rebounded by Harper Creek.
West are just looking a little out of sorts right now. They look like a team that came in thinking they might just win by 40.
Yeah.
Still might.
Yeah, there's Zirkel with a drive swiped away by a Hitt. It goes out of bounds. Last touch, Western. This will be Harper Creek ball. Zirkel to inbound. Gets it in. Now steps in and catches in the corner. Zirkel will have to try to dribble out of the corner. Hitt pressuring her there, and she'll get called for a reach-in.
Calls on the Panthers, number 23, Hitt, her first, team first.
7:05 to play, first half, 14-4, Panther lead. Zirkel inbound from the baseline again for the Beavers. Drops it in, tries to get it to Anderson. Aubrey Allen takes it away for the Panthers. Gets it to Spitzer. Looking to put on pressure. Swiped away, Zirkel comes across, jumps in front, gets the loose ball. She'll look to run with the Beavers. Left side. And trying to feed the block in traffic and knock away. But again, Beavers will keep it, looking for Tegan Anderson down there in the block. And Kendall Latimer's pass knocked away.
A couple good defensive players from Remy Zirkel for Harper Creek.
Mm-hmm. Inbound from the baseline for Anderson, knocked away by Spitzer, but she stepped on the end line and Harper Creek again inbounding from their own baseline. 14-4 they trail. 6:49 to play first half. Anderson to throw it in. Gets Zirkel coming off the screen in the corner. And she'll pull up the three. Off the heel, up high. Rebounded by Aubrey Allen. And a quarterback pass on the mark for Hitt on the runout. And that one was challenged. She gets that to go with a little bit of a contest. And 16-4. Panthers step back on D again.
Great board and outlet by Aubrey Allen. Looked like Wes Unseld.
Wow, great reference by you, the professor. Allen with another rebound and outlet to Spitzer on the run. No numbers. She gets over to Birdner. She'll penetrate. Gets past the D. Splits right through it. A nice soft touch and a timeout from Harper Creek. Starting to get some rhythm from the Panthers. Opening up the game. 18-4 now they lead. And we got a timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Hi, friends. I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Harper Creek ball out of the timeout. Zirkle brings it up down to the block for Anderson. We had a tie up, and Anderson trying to rip it away and sends Dean down to the floor. Keegan Dean, the freshman.
Welcome to the varsity level, Tegan. I know she's had many games and she's tough, but.
Inbound goes to Anderson. And Dean with a knockaway. Fast break for the freshman. Can she get it done? Gets it in. Pushed to the floor again. Missed the shot, but she'll get free throws. That was Morgan Beach, the sophomore. She'll have a couple more years of opportunities to be pushed to the floor by Beach in the Interstate 8. Dean at the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning as she hit. 5:52 to play in the first half. 19-4 now the Western lead, and we'll get a couple subs back in for the Beavers. Akers comes back on. And also I think that was Zoomer coming into the game again. Front rim, Aubrey Allen with a rebound and nice putback with the left hand. Good soft touch. Another rebound for the all-time leader at Western. 21-4, they lead here with 5:43 to play in the half. Screen and roll out high. Miss the pass, but the loose ball goes back to Zirkle, and she hits a triple from the wing, having a nice game. Down by 14, but Zirkle looking good out there.
A little unorthodox jumper, but yeah. Hey, Jim Furyk made a lot of money on the golf course with an unorthodox swing.
Wes Unsell, Jim Furyk, who else was the name drop? High post for hit for the Western Panthers. Backs it out to Spitzer, now left side. Dean looks at the shot, won't pull. Gives to Allen down on the baseline. Aubrey Allen, ball over head, now makes a step baseline. Probably could have gone to the basket. Gets it out to the wing instead. Burdner tries to feed it to hit in the paint and stolen away. Zirkle comes up with the loose ball, gets it away to Anderson. Taken, Anderson dribbles it up, picks up at the top of the key, right wing. Zoomer into the corner for Zirkle. And she gets a floater off the dribble and another bucket for Zirkle. And 21-9, our score with 4:45 to go in the second quarter.
Zirkle feeling it.
Burdner out deep, dribbles across the top. Now right wing for hit. She skips it across to Dean, catches, looks at the shot, won't shoot. Spitzer now on the wing to the top. Replaced on the left wing, and mishandled by Dean, goes out of bounds. Allen, she saves it to Allen, back out to Dean. And we'll get a timeout from the Western bench. Didn't like what he was seeing from the offense, and we'll get a timeout. Talk it over a little bit here. 4:21 to play in the second quarter. Quick timeout. Keep it here. Our game coverage brought to you by a number of fine sponsors, including Northwest Community Schools. They're in action tonight. I haven't gotten any score updates, so I'm doing what I can to find them. But we'll look at that. UCX Community Schools also. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our free throw sponsor. The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley. Phelps Towing. Form Energy Drinks. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Lammers. How do you feel about today's flavor? Oh, it's gone.
You finished it up. Yeah, it was good. Cherry, the Folds of Honor cherry flavor. Good stuff.
Do you feel energized?
Oh,
and if so, we might need to pass these out into the stands because right now this building just feels juiceless.
Yep.
It almost feels like two fan bases that kind of know, or at least they think they know what the result's going to be, and thus far kind of playing out to that.
Yeah. 21-9 our score currently. And we got 4:21 to play in this first half.
I will give Harper Creek some credit, though, coming out and they're working hard in that zone and making Western a little bit uncomfortable about what they're doing.
The inbound from the baseline, floated into Allen. She's able to split the D, miss it short, gets her own rebound in the putback. Just kind of padding that rebounded number. Just kidding. She just left it a little short, but good job to miss and get your own board in traffic down there. They pass down into the corner. Dribble moves out there from Riley Zoomer. Tries to give it away. It's padded away and almost taken away again by Dean, and they have to dive on it out at the jump circle, and it's going to be a foul against Dean. Up there battling Stewart for the loose ball.
That's kind of a tough one there. Thought it was just two people diving for the ball.
Harper Creek inbound from the sideline, trailing 9-23, under 4 to play in the half. Inbound goes to Zirkle. Had a nice first half for Harper Creek. Tries to get it down. Does make the nice pass across court. And making a move to the basket was Jesse Akers. She missed the shot, but does draw the foul. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws coming up.
You know, outside of Aubrey Allen, Western does not have a lot of size out there, do they?
No. Matter of fact,
well, lineup.
Yeah, say Spitzer and also out there for him, Abby Kubish. Brushaver, not particularly long. Dean's decent length. Free throw goes for Akers. Burden are going to come back in and Ray a hit back on the floor for the Panthers.
Kind of like the way Burdner got the ball and looked to attack against that zone. No hesitation.
Second make there, and 23-11 now the score. Just a 12-point advantage for the Panthers. 3:46 to play. Left wing for Burdner down to Allen on the baseline. Took catch and shoot quick. Nice rebound. Dean gives up to Allen at the elbow, missed. Hit now an offensive rebound. She'll double clutch. Gets it up on there and missed. Free throws coming for Rhea Hitt. And back at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Let's see. End of one. My score update from Napoleon right now. Hanover Horton 10, Grass Lake 3.
Wow. Maybe I was counting my chickens.
Hit makes the free throw. 3:29 to play. That's 9 for Rhea Hitt. And Allen's going to get a breather. And again, going a little smaller here for Western. Off the bench, Olivia Sign.
Yeah, I don't think there's... Tegan Dean might be 5'7", maybe, and that's about it.
Hit makes them both. 25-11 the score. And they do have a little size for Harper Creek. Boy, a quick move to the basket there for Stewart. Western able to deflect, hit, change of pace, dribble, now backs it out. Knocked away, really, by Akers physically. Dean back over to hit. Harper Creek getting a little more aggressive on the wings. Burdner left side. High post for hit, makes a move to the basket, slips through the defense. There's an offensive move from a 1,000-point scorer there. I believe, I have to confirm that, but I think Ray Hitt's got 1,000. Yeah. Now on the defensive end, they get a tie up, and that jump arrow will go back to the Panthers. 2:50 to play first half, 27-11.
Were we told that Rhea has the most career points?
Don't know.
Or was
that's
it
accurate.
Season or okay? Yeah.
I think she had the single game.
Okay.
Got it this year, but that other number could be within reach for Rhea Hitt now in her senior year. It's nice to come out here again after last year. We saw Western and Michigan Center over at Chelsea in that district, and so getting to see another year of development from some of the players. There was a mistake by Brushaver. As Hitt was cutting into the paint, she threw to where she used to be, and that goes out of bounds. Turnover for Western. 27-11, 2:34 to play. Western's still comfortably in front, but kind of an uneven half for the Panthers. Moments of flashes of brilliance. And now Hitt picking up Zirkle over the timeline, right wing. at give and go. Zirkel down the lane, another layup. Good looking game for Remy Zirkel. She's got 7 first half points for Harper Creek, and they cut the lead to 14. 2:11 to play in the first half. Burdner out on the wing. Brushaber, right wing for Dean. Dribbles, had a cutter. Burdner was the cutter. Didn't get it to her. Goes to Brushaber, dribbling around the perimeter. Now Dean comes off to the top of the key. Goes left side for hit. Burdner looking. Now goes left wing for Brushaber. They finally go in the high post for Dean, and now she gets to a baseline move and knocked away, and that's going to go off of Harper Creek's fingertips, and it looked like Burner might have touched it, but no, that's not the call. That's off the fingers of Riley Zoomer, and it'll stay with the Panthers. Down to 99 seconds to play in the first half. 27-13 lead for the Panthers.
Steve, don't you think Wester just looks kind of timid attacking this zone?
That was not timid, though, by Aubrey Allen. Step across, jump hook move, and gets it with the left hand. 27 becomes 29, and the lead stretches a little here, 87 seconds. Allen with good hands. She does catch and look to outlet every time, and hit knows it. She took off there, and another one of those layups that just a little short.
Another great rebounded pass, though.
Got to get those playoff legs, I think, for Rhea Hitt. 74 seconds.
I like the fact, though, that I haven't seen her look down about things. It's almost like, yep, yeah, I missed. I'll miss again at other times. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing the hanging of the head. I like that.
I don't know what the official stopped the play for, but Zirkel fixed her ponytail. Akers on the wing. Challenged by Brushaver. Great individual defense deflection, and now running the break herself. Gets bumped, gets the shot up short. Rebound battle pulled away by Akers. Good effort in a trio of Panthers. Akers comes away with it. There's Zirkel running up the wing. Drops it down for a teammate, and it's going to go out of bounds. Nobody touched it. Turnover for the Beavers. 44.4 seconds remain in the half. Western gets it back, leading 29-13. Becca Brushaver gives it in to Spitzer. Spitzer gets a screen, gives over right wing. Burdner swings into the corner. Hit with the open three and hits.
It's only her couple. She's only had a couple really clean looks, and she's knocked down two of the three.
Yeah. 32-13 now. The lead feels a lot bigger after that triple make. And Akers with a cut. Near turnover, but saved by the Beavers. And that was Beach. No, excuse me. That was Latimer in the... Harper Creek's going to travel with it and give it back to Western with 12.5 left.
See what play Western has in mind with 12 seconds to go.
Spitzer right wing in the corner. Hit. No, it's like picture instant replay of the previous possession. Hit nails one from the corner, and it's 35-13, and the buzzer sounds on the half. Western stretches it out with a couple of threes to end the half for the Panthers, and they'll go in the locker room 35-13. Slow start, but Western coming on here at the end of the half. They'll go in the locker room with a comfortable lead. We'll take a 3-minute break, and we'll be back with the numbers. Halftime on WKHM coming up next.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, 2 John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Sometimes you might wonder if you are investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC. Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's AffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, 35-13, a couple triples at the end of the half for Rhea Hitt to stretch this lead out. It felt like Western was comfortably in front, but not by anything that felt like it was going to get out of hand. And then just some good work in transition and really moving that ball quickly against that that zone. You kind of said that you'd like to see it going back side to side a little faster so they would catch and kind of look around a little bit and then move it. But when they did it quickly and Hitt cut into that corner, she was wide open a couple times and didn't miss them. She's got 18 first half points. She probably could have had 27 with the layups that she just kind of left short.
I did like the adjustment of putting her kind of down in the corner against that 1-2-2. When you have Allen down there, the down low girls have to respect that.
Yeah.
And it's just hard to get out there, and having Hitt there in the corner kind of makes some sense.
So let's get the numbers, Brian. What do you got?
All right. Well, Remy Zirkel for Harper Creek led the way with 7. Morgan Beach with 2. Tegan Anderson with 2. And Jessa Akers with 2. Steve, that's it. That's 13. That gets you to 13. For the Panthers, on the other hand, we had Tegan Dean with 1, Callie Spitzer with a bucket, Lola Birdner with 2, and then the big 2, Aubrey Allen with 11, and Rhea Hitt, 18.
Yeah, and I don't know how long we're going to see those starters in the second half and what the rest of the game looks like. But at 35-13, again, the first two matchups, game one at Western was a 68-14 win, and game two here at Harper Creek was a 71-16 win. So already Harper Creek on track to, you know, blow out their early point totals or others. We'll see what Western does in the second half. I think if you're Coach Jeff Backman, you want to come out and execute better than you did in the first half, just to feel like you got some rhythm before you start, you know, going to the bench and changing things up.
Yeah, it's just so hard to know because we, you know, they are high school kids, and you're not numb. You know you've beat this team
right by
a bunch 2 times, and it's just hard to come out and focus, especially after you just watch Michigan Center put on a really good performance. In the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, we got to get ready for them for Friday, and you're kind of not thinking about Harper Creek.
Exactly.
Kind of showed.
What else can you do to get ready for them but come out here and play really well in this game against the opponent that's before you? Michigan Center coaching staff, full staff still here watching this, the rest of this one, and I wouldn't be shocked if we saw a little zone early out of Michigan Center defending Western.
Yeah, that's tough when that's not something you typically do. The question is, well, if you know they struggle with it, do you do something that you're not typically do? Or, you know, and that's tough. I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer. The answer is always, if it works, it was a good choice. And if it doesn't,
and you can always make a change on short notice, too. We got 35-13, our score here. I did get a score update. Again, our last update from Napoleon was a small lead for, Hanover and Grasslake tied at 19 at the half. Now, that's the update there, 19-19 at the half. Hanover Horton upset Mines with Coach Lusk. Got 200 wins this year, and I'd like to make it 201. I don't know. I think he's past it now, but that'd be a huge upset if Grasslake goes down in that one.
Well, he's been around the block, and he's played in a lot of these games.
Meanwhile, shout out to Matt Lehman. Concord got a win 56-14 tonight, and they moved on to their district final. Again, in Division 4, I don't know if Concord really gets challenged until somewhere around that regional final, because they've just been, again, that's a team that came back with a lot of players from last year's semifinal team. So they'll have an opportunity to go deep again with Brady Lehman, I think, who just scored 1,000 points. That was a story for Concord. We'll talk about it again tomorrow. We'll have a chance when we do the go watch Concord in the regional boys final. Four 1,000 point scorers that they recognized this year at Concord, two girls, two boys. So, they've got good things going on in Division 4 over at Concord, and they get a win tonight, move on to their district final on Friday. We're trying to find out who's going to face Michigan Center in the final. Right now, it looks like it's going to be Western. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll find out the second half coming up. 35-13, Panthers lead back in two on WKHM.
Hi, friends. I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Dave Ramsey here. You know I teach that the only way to have peace of mind when life happens is to be prepared for emergencies. When it comes to car emergencies, I'm a huge fan of the body shop team at Jim Winter Auto Group. They understand how important peace of mind is to my listeners. With genuine GM parts and a lifetime workmanship warranty, these guys stand behind every job as long as you own your car. They can fix anything, from the minor stuff like dings, dents, and scratches to major wrecks on any brand of vehicle. Jim Winter Auto Group is conveniently located in Jackson near the airport. They offer a free shuttle service, a fleet of late model rental cars, and handle all the issues with your insurance company. Folks, there is a difference in dealerships. That difference is the people and service at Jim Winter Auto Group. Call 517-787-5100 or visit jimwinterautobody.com to schedule an estimate.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Our score. We'll get ready for the second half here. Western comfortably in front. They'll come out with the starting lineup, it appears.
Speaking of comfortably in front, how about our seats today?
Comfortable.
Most comfortable
and right up front.
And as front as you can be. I'm ready to hand the ball to Remy Zirkel, if she'll let me.
Those chairs over there at the
your local
table
Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop
really nice
shop for snacks, coffee, fountain.
Nice back. Like a shock absorber seat. We're underway here, by the way. And there's a help defense there. Brushhaber coming out to double on the wing against Gallagher in a knockaway. It'll stay Harper Creek ball. Zirkel to inbound from the sideline. She gets Akers coming out to grab it. Zirkel pops into the corner. Knockaway from Zirkel, but we'll get a foul call on the aggressive D there by Brushhaber. Brushhaber's been kind of a steal machine, at least trying to be in the passing lanes all night.
Yeah, and pick your spots, though, right? Like, that looked like yeah. She just kind of mauled her.
Inbound and handoff, and Zoomer goes down, misses that. Excuse me, that was Stewart. Rebounded and hit, running the floor for Western. Backs it out top to Allen. She'll catch and shoot that three. She likes that top of the key spot. Miss it. Goes long. Rebounded by Stewart. She gives it up to Anderson. Taking Anderson left side to Zirkel for the Beavers. Coming off the screen, Zoomer makes a move to the basket. Picks it up. Backs it out. Anderson open for the moment. Tegan Anderson gets the shot. Hit. Nice rebound. Western going the other way. Hit kept looking like she was going to feed Spitzer. I think Spitzer kind of was looking for it. Gives up to Burner in the corner for a three, though. Long rebound up, and Brushhaver gets it. She takes it in. Misses Allen with another rebound, and she gets that kind of hook. Left-handed hook. She likes to go off the window and scores. It's 37-13, under 7 to play in the third.
Harper Creek just doesn't have the size or answer for Allen.
Zirkel with a nice feed to a cutting Madeline Gallagher, caught and scored off the window. So moments, flashes for Battle Creek, Harper Creek, but so far overpowered, 37-15, they trail. High post for Hit, trying to drop it to Allen, cutting across under the basket, and snacked it from her, but it'll stay Western ball.
So I know players and coaches and stuff can't overlook opponents and look to the next game, but as an announcer, I'm already kind of picturing this Aubrey Allen versus Kara Straub matchup.
I've been thinking about that a little bit, too. There's a catch and Burton strap in the corner. Triple try for Spitzer. Long rebound, though, and Hit now for three. She had a couple at the end of the half. Gets another one. 40-15, 6:20 to play in the third. And Burton primed, waiting for that Gallagher to come over the timeline. She drives down. The runner's a miss, but we're going to get Brushhaber, I think, on some contact. That is the call.
Number 11, Brushhaber for third. 2 seconds.
It's kind of nice when you're coaching in a game like this because you don't really worry so much about the fouls. Brushhaber's third.
She could stay in with a 15-point advantage. Yeah. A 25-point advantage.
You just start thinking, well, there's natural consequences to your fouls. You'll be on the bench soon enough. It'll
one way or another. Beach comes in for the Beavers. It's Gallagher at the free throw line. Sophomore. It's a pair. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 40-17. 6:10 to play.
Four quick points for Madeline Gallagher for Harper Creek.
Right side for Hit. From the wing, skips it across. Spitzer trying to find Allen down on the baseline. Allen looks to skip across to Burdner, who drives, drops it into the paint for Brushhaber. Gets the shot if it goes in and drew the whistle, too. Becca Brushhaber to the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and the chance at a 3-point play, 42-17.
Brushhaber can make this free throw. Her point total will match her foul total with three. Harper Creek concession stand asking us if we'd like a little popcorn.
Count
guess
on
it's
it.
At time of the night where they're just going to have to pitch it or give it away.
Hit, rebounds, a missed free throw. Chance for additional points on this trip. Knock away by Harper Creek. That was a Stewart steal attempt. Spitzer chase it down. We got Dean to inbound coming in for her first minutes in the second half. Freshman to freshman there. Spitzer and Dean in the backcourt. Gets it to Burdner with a jumper from about the free throw line area. Missed. She backpedals to get on that defense to pressure as Gallagher comes over the line. Gallagher into the elbow, backs it out top of the key. Swing left side into the corner now. Beach shows, drives into the elbow. Gallagher coming all the way around, dribbles down to the baseline. Cutting across the under the basket is Zirkel. They get it out on the wing and a drive from there. Ball movement here from Harper Creek. Zirkel open for three. No, front rim. Rebound to Dean, looking to turn it up the floor for Western.
That was good ball movement.
Yeah, we got a good look out of it. A lot of cutting. There's a knock away as they try to feed Allen, and the ball's loose. Hit comes through to try to grab it, but can't squeeze it. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. Harper Creek ball again. Tegan Anderson comes back in to replace Adeline Higgs, who got some minutes there, freshman off the bench for Harper Creek. Five to play in the third, 42-17.
Steve, you're talking about how Coach Beckman for Western would probably like to come out this start in this second half and kind of get ready for Michigan Center. Still haven't really seen it. It's been kind of lackluster for the Panthers.
Zirkel skip pass over to Stewart on the wing, now in the corner. Gallagher spots up. And it was going to be a three. Dean rebounds, tries to save it into her teammate, who can't grab it. Goes out of bounds. We'll see Harper Creek ball into the game. Madeline Redovich for the Panthers, her first appearance. Harper Creek inbound from the baseline into Gallagher. Struggles with the catch, but still gets the shot up. Allen will get the rebound. Finds Spitzer running the sideline, crosses into traffic, gets down deep, left-hand finish for Spitzer. 42-17. Goes to 44-17 after the make. I was faster than the clock operator. 4:22 to play, third quarter. Gallagher out to Zirkel near the Beaver logo. Gallagher goes into the corner. Brushhaber chases out Gallagher with a runner. Miss. Rebounded indeed now in transition. Attacks. Stewart goes sidestep. Stewart missed it. Allen coming in to tie up the rebound. Jump arrow stays with the Panthers. 4 minutes to play in the third, 44-17.
Not sure how good my analysis is when I say it's been looking kind of lackluster, but you look up the scoreboard and it's 44-17. I guess that's just what I think of how good Western can be.
Yeah, Brushhaber out to Allen. A couple dribble moves, goes with the left hand at the elbow, and I don't know, is she right-handed? I thought she was right-handed, but she shoots with the left a lot.
She does like that left hand inside.
Zirkel pass up to the top for Gallagher. Dean picks the pocket from behind, running out on the layup. Gallagher chases. Dean able to finish. Good job using the body to keep Gallagher at bay, and a good layup for the freshman, Dean. 46-17 with 3:28 to play in the third.
Dean doesn't look like a freshman, does she?
No.
She's got a tall, strong body as well.
A little demeanor in there, too, in her eyes. Intensity.
Yep. That
block,
swag.
Yeah. Block on the shot by Western. Allen gets the loose ball out to Spitzer. Swing it to Dean for three-point shot. Looks, it was a little short. Now up the floor, and Spitzer gets that outlet pass, taken the other way back for Western. Dean drives, goes past the defender, scores it off the window, and she'll get to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. A little smile there from Dean as she makes the shot. 2:57 to play third quarter. That should get to 48-17. And another free throw to come. That is the score. So, yeah, you stretch it out to a 30-point lead, Brian, and we're thinking, kind of lackluster. Last couple trips, Dean has actually looked pretty good. Both ends of the floor turning defense into offense.
She makes this one, it'll be her own little personal 5-0 run in the last 28 seconds.
Now with the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Game coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. If there was one out here in Harper Creek, I'd stop and grab some chicken nuggets, I think, on the way home. 2:53 to play, 48-17. Harper Creek rebounds the missed free throw and trying to feed the wing. And the freshman can't make the catch over there, Adeline Higgs.
And even though Tegan Dean won't get credit for a steal or anything, it was her good pressure there that forced that bad pass.
Hit goes high post for Berdner, turns and looks and out drives. On the gather, she has a reach in against the Harper Creek Beavers, and that'll be free throws for Berdner at the Espen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
Good job for Berdner to attack there.
Berdner, sophomore. We've been, gosh, we had a couple good runs with a couple good Western teams in the playoffs for a couple years in a row, and right now, looking at a couple freshmen and a sophomore playing big minutes, we might have a few more years of Western playoff runs.
Well, that's what good programs do, though, right? They kind of rebuild, restock,
yep,
hit, reload.
Hit, rebounds, the miss, free throw. And Dean and Hit sharing a hit. Catches. Nice move there to drive in and gets that floater up on the rim. Gets a little shooter's roll on that one. 51-17 now.
Nice
Panthers.
Nice touch for Hit. She's got 23 now.
Yeah, a couple of those that didn't go in the first half.
Yeah.
They start falling here in the second half. Things could get further out of control here. 51-17. And with 2:12 to play, that's knocked away from the Beavers and out of bounds. But they'll keep it here on their end of the floor.
Steve, did you talk about Madison Redovich checking in for Western?
I did.
Okay.
Just playing some, staying in there for a few minutes here. And there's Higg trying to make a move on the baseline. And Higgs will turn it over with a traveling call. 2:07 and the Panthers get it back. Spitzer's going to get back on the floor. And so will Dean stays in. That'll be Redovich and a breather for Brushaber.
Aubrey Allen back in, and again, Harper Creek, just no answer for her size.
Hit down on the wing, pump fakes, drives, drops it to Allen on the block. Double team comes, she dribbles out of it, turns, and they left her alone. She hits the jumper instead. That was right-handed.
Yeah.
Ambidextrous, Aubrey Allen, 53-17. That gives us a 36-point lead. Is that the running clock, Brian? 1:37 to play. Pump fake drive, taking Anderson makes the shot. And anyway, it gets down to 53-19, 34. Left side, Dean goes to the top. Burn, they're trying to feed Hit at the high post. It's knocked away from her by Higgs. Backcourt, they get it back. Spitzer sets up on the right wing, looking to skip across. There's Dean, catches down to Allen on the baseline. Finds Hit on the cut, deflected. And recovered by Zirkle. Beavers the other way. Zirkle calling for a screen. Gets it from Anderson. Goes left wing. Triple. Hits. First little hop shot there. Riley Zoomer gets the make. And 53-22 with 46 seconds left in the third.
First bucket for Zoomer tonight.
Left wing. Spitzer gets Aubrey Allen on the cut on the block. Double team comes out to the top. Dean catches, spots up for three, and that one goes offside rim. Rebounded Hit, chases it down outside the arc. 30 seconds. Down to Allen on the baseline, and Hit gives and goes. Layup for Rhea Hit, in 55-22. 20 seconds left, third quarter. All Western here. And there's Anderson. Finds Zirkle on the cut. Errant pass stolen by Bergner. 5 seconds. Spitzer drives in. Floater and draws a whistle at the 1.1 second mark. So Spitzer will get free throws. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Hey, update. Hannibal Horton and Grass Lake matchup. 30-30 tie in the third quarter.
Oh, wow. The longer they hang in there, the more pressure all of a sudden Grass Lake starts to feel.
Yeah. Spitzer, free throw line. 1.1 seconds. And hits. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws tonight. 6 points for Spitzer. And gets the pair. The 7:22, our final 1.1 ends as they inbound the circle. And with 60-second break coming up, we got one more quarter to play. Western leads 57-22. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner, not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Looking for the right start for your child's education? At East Jackson Elementary, we're more than a school. We're a team. Small class sizes, caring teachers, and hands-on learning help every student shine. From early reading and interventions to STEAM, PE, and music, your child's future starts here. Enroll today and discover what opportunities await. East Jackson Elementary. Visit eastjacksonschools.org or call us at 517-764-1810 to learn more. East Jackson. Look East.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes to play, 57-22, Western leads. Final quarter here before Western can confirm themselves into the final Friday here at Harper Creek. You and I will be here for that action. I'd be shocked at a comeback, the greatest comeback in high school basketball history. Zirkle on the wing against Hitt, pressured over there, man-to-man here for Western. And Zirkle trapped in the corner, gets it away to Akers, and now out on the wing for Gallagher. Pressured out there by Burdner. Drops it down to the block, and Akers makes a move to the basket. Missed. Long rebound. Burdner comes away with it. Gives it up to Spitzer, who turns it up the floor. Hitt catches. Looks like she might shoot the three. She'll skip it across, and Burdner will fire for a triple. Goes off front run. Allen, offensive rebound, and goes up with that left hand. Aubrey Allen, easy to see how she's the school rebound leader for a career, because she's just there, right spot, and a good rebounder, and turns it into points pretty often, too, on the offensive glass.
She uses her body well, gets a good position.
She's up defending the perimeter here for Anderson. They give it up to Gallagher, pull up three, short front rim, goes up to the sideline. Saved into Allen, and she's got Burdner out on the run. Two-on-two break. Burdner gives it across the lane to Hitt. Catch was tough on the bounce pass. She goes to her knees to pick it up to Spitzer. Grushaber on the left wing won't shoot. Out to Spitzer. Controlled. Hitt left side. Back to the top. There's Burdner. Back to Hitt. Pump fakes the three. Baseline for Allen. Out to the top for Grushaber. Drops it to Spitzer on the baseline. Threw it where she used to was. Goes out of bounds down there. Turnover. 59-22. 6.5 to play. And a round of substitutions here for Coach. Get three fresh players, four fresh players in. So Brushaber stays in, and then we'll get someone who's already gotten minutes there, Madeline Redovich. Also in our Eliana Drinkwine. I'm trying to get them while they're running around here. Shelby Smith, back cut, and down to Anderson, and missed the shot. Rebound grabbed by Redovich, and that'll be a foul against Harper Creek.
It's going to be Tegan Anderson's fourth. And here we sit with 6:11 to go, 37-point lead. It's 40 is the high school basketball running clock.
Yeah. Abby Kubish back in. Brushaber is going to handle the ball for the Panthers, and I think I got everybody's name here. Brushaber dribbles down to the corner, hands off. And they scoop it to Kubish, drives from the top down into traffic, and it's stolen away. 5:55 to play, 59-22, Harper Creek ball, Gallagher. Pass into the corner, Stewart makes a move to the basket in traffic and tried to make a bounce pass. It was deflected, and we get a tie-up. Jump ball arrow is going to go back to Western. Inbound goes to Brushaber. We're down inside the six-minute mark, 59-22. Shot goes up, missed. And we'll get you to Red Wings hockey, I believe, right after this Wednesday night. There's a move to the basket for Shelby Smith, and she's fouled.
Shelby Smith, chance to get into the scoring column for the Panthers. Ooh. That was a tough one. Just missed the basket to the right.
Second one off the front rim. Rebound bounces around a little. Gallagher will squeeze it out of there. 59-22. Aspen Lauer hitting an air-conditioned free throw line. Unkind there. Gallagher gets a shot in transition. Missed it. And on the rebound, they're going to call it off of Stewart. And it'll go back to the Panthers. And we'll get a couple subs back in. Dean's going to come out on the floor. And another one new onto the floor for us. Olivia Cine sign. I think she did jump in there for a moment briefly earlier.
Kubish did a nice job on that two-on-one defensively, getting on the right side.
A 7-0 run for Grass Lake. It was tied at 30 at one point in the third quarter. Now 37-30, Grass Lake leads. End of three. So they got another quarter to play out there. We got 5-1 to play here, 59-22. Inbound from the baseline for Western. Floated in to sign, and then she passes cross court. It goes through multiple hands. The last deflection was Harper Creek, and Western will keep it.
I was talking to Sign, and she told me you have to have a membership card to get inside.
Oh, man. This must be a blowout.
Must be a 37-point game.
Push out to Dean, or rather, Selby Smith drives in, and oh, she had it up there. Rebound, rip it away, and I think we get a whistle against the Panthers. That'll go against Selby Smith.
Well, we're not getting a running clock, but it almost might as well be. There's just a lot of dribbling and not much happening.
It's a knock away. They get it on the run out to Dean. Dean gives back, now skips into the corner. Back out to Dean. She'll fire a deep triple. They left it on short front rim. Rebound batted around and pulled out by Stewart.
That's an official call that official has nothing to do the rest of the evening. Because he definitely could have let that one go.
4:04 to play here, 59-22, and that's going to put Akers at the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning as she hits.
It's three for Jesse Akers. Madison Redovich back in for the Panthers.
And that one goes offside rim, rebounded by Anderson. Pulled down by Western after another miss. And they get it out to Dean. We're at 3:54 to play here. Coming into the paint and move Selby Smith to the basket. Gets stuck. Has to clear it out to Dean. Coming through and swiped by Redovich. Back out to Dean on the wing. 3:41 now on the clock. Dean drives across the lane into the corner. Catch, shoot, fired off the rim, up high. Rebound batted out, pulled in by Dean. Missed three there by Drinkwine. She comes and catches one around to the elbow. Backs it in, now backs it out to Smith. Doing a weave. Dean drives, gets in, and finishes with the left hand at the basket. 61-23 with 3:14 to go.
Harper Creek some credit. The ball movement has been good.
Yeah.
Just not finishing on any of those shots.
Drinkwine open for three and fires. That one comes off. Rebounded Dean, put back. Fouled. So she misses, but she'll go to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. We'll get some substitutions here from Harper Creek.
Ball from Beavers, number 11.
It looks like a pair of free throws for Tegan Dean.
Line number one, Dean.
Dean with 7 points. Off the Panther bench tonight. Good looking freshman.
And she hits. There comes some subs. And we might have seen them all before. Oh, no, that's new. Holland Van Dusen. Freshman in for the Beavers.
Doozy. If that's not her nickname, it should be.
Do you think she's Dutch?
My grandma would.
Van Dusen, a name like that?
Not sure the hold up here.
I have never seen wooden Nikes before.
Oh. Somebody say blowout.
Without, how do you know the game's a blowout without telling me it's a blowout? Steve made a wooden shoe joke.
40 points. We're going to get a running clock for the last 2:43. You're going to have to get in all the bad comments. jokes you can.
There's a three-point shot up, missed, rebounded Drinkwine. Western up, turns it up the floor, Dean up the right sideline. And it goes to Smith, misses the catch, but able to corral it. Not a real aggressive defense by Harbor Creek. The corner pump fake, doesn't shoot for three, but Abby Kubish had a look at it. Now she takes it back, and there's in the passing lane and a knockaway. There's some life from Beach with a knockaway there. Excuse me, that's Latimer. Another round of substitutions. How many players do they have over there, Western Mitch?
I'm going to guess these might be JV call-ups.
I think you might be correct. I don't have any numbers here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do. Madison Brandt onto the floor. Ellie Hackworth. And Macy DeGroat. The girl gets it, shots up, and scores.
Nice.
There's some energy from the stadium. Minute 50 to play, 65-23. And there's Anderson, gets a cutter down the block, and shot goes up. She took a shot right in the face. No call there. Officials are done. 98 seconds to play. Transition bucket and shot. Missed. Rebound. DeGroat blocked. Anderson taps it all the way to the backcourt. Drinkwine goes to grab it. Western will keep possession. Drinkwine picks up her dribble. It's up the floor to Hackworth. Baseline move back out to Hackworth. Into the elbows. Drinkwine pump fakes. Drives. Off the dribble. Has it deflected. Drinkwine wanted a foul call, but sorry. The officials are done with that part of the game tonight.
The official blew
runs.
The whistle as if it was the shooting foul. It was kind of an aggressive whistle.
There's a cut to the basket and a shot goes up, missed. Rebound Drinkwine in the corner. Triple goes up, short. Missed shot there by Hackworth. Harper Creek rebounds. Anderson picks up her dribble, taking across the court. And a three-pointer goes up. That's going to go off the rim and rebound to 35 seconds. Hackworth up the floor to Brandt. Back out Hackworth. Swing it around to Drinkwine. 25 seconds. Drinkwine drives out of the baseline. Back out to Hackworth. Moves around. Takes a move to the basket. All the way in. Layup, a tap. Short. And a foul call. The shot there. But we won't have time to shoot free throws here. 11 seconds.
Yeah, they'll stop
it at 10.4.
Just to give her.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line gets to get mentioned one more time here before we wrap it up. Although it looks like we may have some spots left for our post game here. And the free throw goes up and short for Ellie Hackworth.
I was holding in a sneeze. I hope that sneeze didn't throw Hackworth off that shot because it's quiet in here.
Second one goes. Hackworth on the board. Standing, screaming ovation from the Western bench, and this should be our last possession. And fired up, and we'll get one more foul call, and the buzzer will sound. And are we going to get those three free throws? She's ready to take them.
She'll get to shoot them.
Got Holland Van Dusen.
Doozy,
at the free throw
Doozy
line.
Deserves that. They're going to clear everybody else off. Game will be over, but Doozy gets to shoot three.
Missed the first one.
So how's that? You come in the game, you haven't played, and you got to shoot free throws standing there all by yourself.
Nothing but the bottom on that second one. Holland Van Dusen. One for three. Missed it, and that's the end of the game here. 66-24 is going to be our final. And we get the anticipated matchup between Michigan Center and Western. You know, that was kind of the Vegas had the odds that would be the matchup after tonight, and that is indeed what will happen. Michigan Center 64-43 win. Panther 66-24 the win. And tonight will come to a close. Let's take 3 minutes on the post game. We'll get the numbers, players of the game, and set up things for our matchup coming up on Friday. Also, we'll get you any updates we can get from that came over at Napoleon. Grass-Lake had edged out to a 7-point lead. We'll see if Hanover Horton's got enough to come back and make that a tight one down to the end. 66-24, our final here back in three on WKHM.
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes in the postgame here, 66-24, our final Western wins. They face off against Michigan Center on Friday here in the final game that I'm getting more and more excited about in anticipation. But let's go ahead and get the numbers from here. Quick update, though, Grass-Lake with an 8-point lead, under three to play.
Okay, well, Steve, with that being said, I'll just give you Harper Creek's numbers. They had Madeline Gallagher had four tonight, Riley Zoomer with three, Morgan Beach two, Helen Van Dusen, or Doozy, as she's known as around here, is with one. Tegan Anderson had four. Jesse Akers with three. And leading the Beavers tonight, Remy Zirkel with seven.
Remy Zirkel. And those were all in the first half. She didn't have anything in the second half. But, yeah, nice little game for her and a couple of nice plays. You can see Harper Creek well-coached. Maybe just don't have the Stallions to compete with Western tonight, but they good ball movement at times, looking for good cutters, and they made a couple shots, so they had a better game against Western tonight than they did in the first two matchups, so I think they're probably somewhat pleased as their season comes to an end, but what about the Panthers?
Well, for the Panthers, we had Tegan Dean, the freshman, with nine, Kelly Spitzer had seven, Lola Birdner with three, Becca Breshaber had two, Allie Hackworth with one, Macy DeGroat with two, and then our two big leading scorers, Aubrey Allen with 17 points, and man, wouldn't be surprised if she didn't have 17 boards to go with those 17 points. And Rhea Hitt leading the way with 25 points today.
Yeah, Hitt got especially hot at from three end of the first half, and then, you know, when she got a couple looks in the second half, of course, they were in and out, and Coach Beckman went to the bench pretty early in that fourth quarter to just, you know, get some players in that didn't necessarily get some time. And I would have guessed that anyway, looking at those previous two scores, and if they were able to get anything kind of like that lead, that, you know, you want to get your players out there, no injuries, no twisted ankles or anything like that, and just glad to have them be healthy because you got a district championship to play on Friday. So, yeah, overall, just I think it went about how Western wanted to. I think they would have liked to have executed a little more crisply out of the gate, but, again, even what we felt, maybe they didn't play their best game in a matchup like this. They still managed to always have a good, comfortable lead and overall played very well.
Yeah, I found it kind of interesting. Rhea Hitt, 18 points in the first half, finished with 25. First game, McKinley Gaddy, our player of the game, 18 points in the first half, finished with 25. So let's hope we get that kind of matchup of those two. Those two will be locking horns at some point in the time.
Yeah, I mean, that matchup will happen. Would that be, you think, would that be Michigan Center's aim out of the gate? Or do you think maybe they do try out to go zone? Michigan Center really plays a lot of man.
Yeah, I think, like you said earlier, maybe they'll mix some up, but I think Michigan Center is going to kind of try to stay with who they are and play a lot of man. And they'll be between May Reese View and McKinley Gaddy to be guarding, trying to check, keep Rhea Hitt in check. But like I said, the matchup I'm looking forward to, Aubrey Allen and Kara Straub inside. Aubrey a little stronger maybe than Kara. Kara a little taller. Both very capable in everything they do. I think that's going to be a good battle.
Yeah.
Might even be who wins that battle wins the game.
Yeah, there's some good matchups around the entire five there, and even what's going to happen with the bench. So we saw some good bench minutes for Western and Michigan Center tonight. So I'm looking forward to that matchup on Friday night. We'll have that here. Let's take a three-minute break. We got our player of the game and come back with more from Harper Creek. Western gets the win. 66-24 final on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Stacy Young with the Brokerage House, and I would love to help you turn your 2026 real estate goals into reality. Whether you're thinking about buying your first home, selling, or planning your next move, let's sit down and determine the best plan to make your dreams become a reality. Call Stacy Young at the Brokerage House at 517-788-8733, and let's make your next move your best move in 2026.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here. And again, Western with the win 66-24. Michigan Center beat Marshall 64-43. Those two teams will match up on Friday night. Michigan Center looked like the more crisp team. Western's definitely talented, so that matchup just gets more and more attractive as an exciting conclusion to this district tournament. Meanwhile, I'm still waiting to see if we can get a final from the Grass Lake game. They were up 8 with under 3 minutes to play. That's one of those situations, though, where you think, you know, Hanover Horton will extend that with fouls and all the like to try to get that to go as long as they can to cut down to that 8. I don't think anybody would anticipate them necessarily still being that close that late in that game. Just kind of waiting for an update on that really quick. We'll get our player of the game here, and we're going to go with Aubrey Allen. Despite Ray had a great game, led the team in scoring, but Aubrey Allen, just what she gives them on rebounds, and as a backstop, too, as a defensive player there, that length, and she does go straight up, get a deflection here and there, and certainly come up with the loose ball on a couple of those where she, I think, deflected the shot and end up with the loose ball, too.
And I tell you what, she made some of the best passes I've seen tonight, and they were all outlets, but just on a dime. It was like quarterback at the combine, just throwing the receivers deep, and she was hitting them all in stride and easy layups for them from her rebounds and outlets.
Yeah, the Wes Unseld reference from you was, boy, spot on. But unexpected, so that's a fun night of basketball here at Harper Creek, and we'll be back here on Friday night for the final. I will say we are tomorrow night, Concord and Petersburg Summerfield. Did you go with me when I did a game at Petersburg Summerfield? I didn't even know where it was until then. And then now they're coming to our neck of the woods at Concord, and we'll be there courtesy of Matt Lehman's, you know, hospitality. And ready to do a game in Concord Gymnasium over there.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, again, it's tournament basketball.
Yeah. It gets better. We'll, you know, we'll continue to do games. Concord girls won. Grass Lake up 7 with just seconds left. So it looks like they may be able to close that out. Hanover Horton doing the kind of, fouling and extending that game as long as they can. But it looks like Grass Lake's going to hold on. We won't linger for the rest of that. Our player of the game tonight, Aubrey Allen for Western, and in game one, McKinley Gaddy for Michigan Center. Those two teams match up on Friday night. I'm looking forward to that one. Catch us at 6:45 tomorrow, live from Concord High School, the Yellow Jackets in Petersburg Summerfield. So I'm ready for that. That's going to be bright. Petersburg Summerfield, I want to say orange.
Orange and black, perhaps.
And Concord with the yellow and purple. So
I feel like anybody on the same latitude line of Jonesville and Homer, and they have to wear orange and black.
I guess so. So, get ready for that here at WKHM. Of course, thank you to all of our sponsors, including add-ons here, East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, and Josh's Dumpsters, Northwest Community Schools, and Lomar Machine and Tool. I'm sure they're hoping that a miracle happens out there at Napoleon, and they can Hanover Horton can beat Grass Lake. But we're going to wrap it up, assuming that Grass Lake held on to win, and that's going to be a spectacular matchup with Lumen Christie and Grass Lake in the final on Friday night. For the Professor Brian Haynes and Mark Koss back in the studio, we got one more break, and we'll wrap things up here from Harper Creek. We're going to call it a night. Have a great one. and everybody get home safely, or stay home, I guess, and listen to the radio safely. And have a good one.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.